thought the result was is obviously very disappointing. Good pitch to play on, conditions were good. I thought we started extremely well. I think first half, I think the only blemish on our performance would have been their goal. Any goal, normally you can go back over it and you can pick some fault in it. So it's probably the only blemish on our first half, other than putting the ball in the back of their net. You know, goals do make a difference in football matches, and we've had two or three excellent chances, not scored. They've taken their chance, but the performance was excellent. It would be hard to go at half time and pick one player who I didn't think was doing his job well and was bright and quick to the ball and competitive and determined. So, you know, I asked him to continue second half, and a bit like Saturday, not as poor as Saturday, but I thought we finished flat again. I don't know why. I mean, I haven't got the answer for that. I don't. So, just being totally objective about the evening. We've lost 2-0. I think played very well for the first half. We've gone a goal down, and I didn't see the sort of response I wanted from the team. Now, of course, I'm culpable for the result. Players are accountable for their jobs within it, and I'm disappointed, I suppose, with how we reacted to being behind. And I'm not saying anyone tried any less. I'm not saying anyone didn't want to make the difference, but collectively there wasn't the connection we needed, the collected response. So I'm going to have to look at that. But that's a purely objective view of the game.
The chances that we did have were towards the end of the first half when we hit the bar. There was a couple of headers as well. One went to the goalkeeper. One went over the top. When you look back on those, are they the telling moments of this game and the way the result panned out?
Go back 2 or 3 minutes when I started the conversation. I said it's about the goals, and they took their one chance. We missed ours, and so quite clearly if we were up at half time, it'd be a very different game to being behind at half time. We were on the front foot first half, and we played with spark and purpose, and so it'd be hard to criticise how we played first, other than being able to put the ball in the back of the net and we had the chance. And I mean, Jordan Tilson had an excellent shot that was blocked from the keeper, was beaten, and they managed to block it. That was a very good chance, or a very good shot at goal. And I just think we had the opportunity. So, but even at half time, I mean, you can't come into the dressing room and be cross with that type of performance. It was excellent. The first half was excellent, and okay, they scored, and you can't, you know, you're not going to criticize players for throwing their head in the box and missing headers. They have to go in there and they have to try and score them. So sometimes they score, sometimes they don't. But I would have wanted more in the last 20 minutes of the game.
So will it be a case now having to sit down, watch the second half performance again to understand why it wasn't up to the same level as the first half?
Well, games change with goals, and their expectations change, ours change. Yeah, I would do that every game, so no different today.
Christian Ribeiro, he had a sickening blow, I think, with Jordan Mortero halfway through that second half, and he looked very groggy as he came over to this near side of substitute. What's his condition?
I don't know. He's, I approached the team. I come straight here to speak to you. I don't yet know. I don't think he's too bad. I've seen him down there, so I think it's impossible for me to say, but I've yet to speak to all the physio.
I don't expect the mood of the team to be great right now, but what's the overriding reaction you've had from them? Disappointed, angry?
Number one, there's certain things that stay behind closed doors, so I'm not going to answer that. We're unhappy. We've lost a game of football. We think we've still got a season ahead of us. We've still got an opportunity ahead of us. It's every game you fail to pick up points, you make that job harder. It doesn't take Einstein to work out that the team and myself are very disappointed.
Newport County next up and back in front of the home fans. It's a game that obviously will mean a lot as we run in towards the closing part of the season. It's a case of now getting back on the training pitch and preparing for that one.
Yeah, it's been more important than it would have been had we won today. It's 3 points at stake and we need every 3 points, so we hit it hard and toughly.
You're still only 8 points away from those playoff places, and there are a lot of teams that have played a lot more games than you. There are some teams that have played less than you. It's a topsy-turvy division, isn't it? It's no telling which way it's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I did say for players is our season's not over, but you know, we've just got to find a way of doing better in these circumstances. I cannot, and I'll say it again, I cannot criticise the way the players started the game. There's been no apathy, there's been no lazy start in either of the two games this week we've lost. In both games we've been at it, but somehow we've managed to come away with no points. Well, we're just going to have to respond to that and find a way.